The leader of Iran's Islamic Revolution has praised the role of the country's armed forces in dealing with domestic and regional affairs, addressing military commanders in the capital, Tehran. Ayatollah Sayyid Ali Khamenei described the armed forces as a stalwart, highlighting their role in defending the nation during the Iraq-imposed war. He also praised the military and the Islamic Revolution Guards Corps in helping flood victims in the country and fighting Daesh terrorists in the region. The leader hailed the unity among armed forces in the face of the recent U.S. blacklisting of the IRGC. Ayatollah Khamenei warned that the aim of Washington's baseless allegations against Iran is to weaken the public's morale, noting that the U.S. is itself struggling with huge debts and other issues. From Tehran, I'm now joined by political commentator Mustafa Khoshchesh. Good to have you with us. The U.S. may be one of the goals behind its blacklisting of the IRGC or calling it a terrorist organization was to also undermine this solidarity and unity existing among the Iranian armed forces with IRGC, an integral part of it. But it looks like it hasn't worked at all, and it's even maybe backfired, and we now see even further solidarity and unity among the Iranian armed forces, including IRGC, and much more support for the IRGC. Don't you agree?
Hello, and thanks for having me. Yes, that's true. As a matter of fact, ever since CATSA, Countering America's Adversaries Through Sanctions Act, was put in place against the IRGC and also against Russia and North Korea, but mainly it was, you know, approved to, you know, counter Iran's IRGC. One of the main goals has always been driving a wedge between IRGC and other branches of the Iranian armed forces, as well as the people, economic actors, political actors, and the whole nation. And that, in order to eventually bring IRGC under, you know, self-sanctions in Iran. But that has been somehow futile, because Iranians, especially nowadays, they have been expressing increasing support for the IRGC. The army, you know, has always been targeted by such propaganda ever since the Islamic Revolution in order to, you know, get separated from the IRGC or work out some, you know, hostilities between these two. But such efforts have always proved to be futile. And every now and then we see the two sides expressing their full support for each other in order to, you know, disappoint the enemies of the country. And that's true.
And there is one basic question, in essence: how can the armed forces of, you know, a country, an independent and sovereign country, be called a terrorist organization? And the funny thing is that IRGC has been the very force that has contributed a lot to the Iraqis and Syrians fight terrorists.
That's true. As a matter of fact, Mr. Trump and the other Western officials, as well as nations, they should be thankful to the IRGC. Because they've been killing ISIS terrorists who've been, you know, killing people even in Europe, in Brussels, Paris, London, and elsewhere. And even in the Far East, we need to remember that they declared the caliphate in China even. So everyone should, you know, thank the blood and the efforts of the IRGC. We need to remember that Mr. Trump was using the same issue, ISIS, in order to beat Hillary Clinton during the 2016 presidential election, where he stated that he doesn't like Syria's assets, he doesn't like Iran, but they are killing ISIS that happened to be the number one foe of the United States and who happened to be terrorists. Then he blamed Obama and Hillary Clinton for creating this monster. Apparently, after beating them, he has now forgotten everything. You know, for Mr. Trump, facts do not bear any kind of value. He uses anything and everything in order to obtain his goals. This happens, you know, abroad and at home, on all scenes. It seems as if he is cut off from the realities. But if there is anyone to blame, you know, it's Western media outlets, because when it comes home, they stand against Donald Trump's lies. But when he deals with Iran or other targets abroad in his foreign policy agenda, then outlets like CNN and others that should stand up to him and protest against his lies, they accompany him, and not just that, they serve his goals. They need to know that such a line, such an agenda and policy would eventually backfire, and the same kind of strategy and tactic could be used and is used against them.
Appreciate your comments and perspective, Mustafa Khoshesh, political commentator joining us from Tehran.